The following presentation is brought to you from the supporters of the Church of the Sovereign God. Well, brethren, for many of you, you've probably heard the slogan, "Be all that you can be." I mean, of course, this is a slogan that is used by our U.S. government to encourage people to join the military and to be sworn into the army so they can mold them and develop them and what they think is their true potential of being a good soldier, to be all you can be. See, it's man's version to seek out and develop those to become the best of the best. And it's not really a bad slogan, or is it really wrong to use? Because when it comes to God's Holy Spirit and God's children, brethren, are we? Can we be all we can be? See, God has called us out of this world so we can learn how to be that exact slogan. And according to the standards that God has set from the beginning of time. See, we are to become better at things. We're to work harder. We're to seek out God's word so we're able to live by it fully, without hesitation in our life. And to have God's love constantly in our heart so that when we speak out and when we act on, we become a powerful witness of Almighty God. See, we have been given this new way of life to live. But are we taking the time to spend it with God through our prayers and personal Bible studies? Because if we're not, we're not allowing God to do His work through us, where He can mold us and complete His plan in us to become that better person through the removing of our nature and replacing it with God's very own way of life. Even though sometimes we do fail, are we getting up, dusting off our feet, continuing on, or do we have the attitude to just give up and it's becoming hard? And because of that attitude, we're basically saying that God has made the wrong choice in choosing us as His child. See, we are, brethren, to be all we can be when it comes to God's truth, His laws, His statutes, and living in God's perfect harmony, His way of life, setting the right example for all to follow. Now, of course, we're always learning something different. We can always learn. And we're not all going to learn at the same level. And we're not always going to understand certain things. But I think what the focus needs to be is what we claim to know. Are we using it daily in our life so we can live God's way? And are we working on how we can be the best of the best, or the best that we can be to be God's children? I have a couple points I'd like to go through with you today. The first point is, in order to be all we can be, we must always continue to seek out God's truth. See, God's ways are always going to be holy and pure. And when it comes to understanding, we know we need to learn how to fear God correctly and to find the knowledge in Him that God gives His people and the wisdom that He gives. And then we know that from that wisdom comes knowledge and understanding. So, brethren, if you would, turn with me first to Colossians chapter 1. In the book of Colossians, chapter 1, and we'll start reading in verse 9. Colossians 1, verse 9, it says, "For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you, and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might, according to His glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light." See, we are to increase our knowledge of God. We are to have our actions centered around God, desired purpose, being zealous in our attitude, and letting all of our actions represent God. We should not be boastful about our accomplishments, for we can accomplish nothing on our own. All the blessings that we receive comes from God, He has allowed us to obtain those gifts. And as we are called the children of God, we should always have the attitude to think first. Let God give us the knowledge, His understanding, and then we speak. Our attitude has to be continually focused on God at all times in our life if we are ever going to be full of the knowledge of God. Second point is, how do we view our outlook of life? See, is our outlook still the same as it was 2 years ago, or a year ago, or last week? Have we changed our outlook from ours to the focus of God's? Let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 4. In 1 Timothy chapter 4, we'll read verses 6 through 8. It says, "If you put the brethren in remembrance of these things, you shall be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine, whereunto you have obtained. But refuse profane and wise old fables, and exercise yourself rather unto godliness. For bodily exercise profits little, but godliness is profitable upon all things, having promise of the life that now is, and of that which is to come." So a question we can ask ourselves is, who do we claim to be? So if we claim that we're God's children, why would we desire to be anything less? See, our outlook needs to be continually focused on God's master plan, as it says, to seek first the kingdom of God. Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 3. In 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16, it says, "All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works." So let's not be afraid to study our Bibles. Let's not be afraid to ask each other questions of understanding, so we know that we can sharpen our irons together and focus more on what God expects His people to be doing. And God will intervene on our problems that are in our life, because God knows what we go through on a day-to-day basis. But our outlook needs to be of humility. And we always want to ask God, "What do you want me to do?" A third point is, what are our habits? And how do our habits need to be defined? See, if we're faithful and walking in God's Holy Spirit, we will never have to desire and to fill the lust of the flesh, of the lust of the eyes, or our own pride of life. See, if we continue to build up good habits in our life, we will have God's blessings and we will have God's coverings abiding with us, because we have chosen to reflect on God. We can read an example in Romans chapter 7 and verse 18. If you would turn with me to Romans. Romans 7 and verse 18. I'd like to read this out of the English Standard Version. The King James is a little bit too difficult and I get tongue-tied. But in Romans 7 verse 18, and we'll read 18 to 25, and I'll read it in the English Standard Version. It says, "For I know that nothing good dwells in me, that is, in my flesh. For I have the desire to do what is right, but not the ability to carry it out. For I do not do the good I want, but the evil I do not want is what I keep on doing. Now, if I do what I do not want, it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells within me. So I find it to be a law, that when I want to do right, evil lies close at hand. For I delight in the law of God in my inner being. But I see in my members another law waging war against the law of my mind, and making me captive to the law of sin that dwells in my members. O wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from the body of death? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then I myself serve the law of God with my mind, but with my flesh I serve the law of sin." See, for those who live according to the flesh, their minds are always going to be set on the ways of the flesh. But we need to set our mind and live according to the Spirit, because our mind needs to be set on God's Holy Spirit. See, we need to have good habits that God approves of, not the habits that are contrary to His laws, because we are to walk in the Spirit of God, being perfect before God, standing before His presence, clean and white, and not fulfilling the lust of the flesh. And then the final point that I have is, so doing all of this, how do we present ourselves? See, what type of person do people know us by? Are we a person of strong convictions, being kind-hearted, having our word be our bond, where others look at us as being trustworthy and reliable? Well, let's turn to Proverbs chapter 22. In Proverbs chapter 22, in verse 1, it says, "A good name is rather to be chosen than great riches, and loving favor rather than silver and gold." See, a good name receives a reputation along with credit and fame. See, people know you because of the integrity that you show and that you have. It's a standard how others can view your character and well-being. See, character will support a man in many circumstances without ever having to say a word, because people know what your actions would be. See, a rich man, they may have all the money in the world, but the word of a righteous man, a man of character, will go farther than all of his riches. And let's turn over to just Proverbs 24. Proverbs 24, and picking up in verse 3, it says, "Through wisdom is in house building, and by understanding it is established, and by knowledge shall its chambers be filled with all precious and pleasant riches." So we need to walk worthy of God, fully praising and glorifying Him in all of the actions that we do and live, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in His knowledge, where we do have the power over sin. See, God has given us a wonderful opportunity to know Him today, to where He can mold and shape us into His way of life if we allow and desire to do so. See, how much do we, brethren, desire to be part of God's family? See, we have to give ourselves completely to God so He may work in us and make us in perfect sync with Him. So let us all be, brethren, all we can be when it comes to God's knowledge, God's way of life, because God is a great and loving Father, and He will give His inheritance to those who are faithful to the end. For more information or answers to your Bible questions, please contact the Church of the Sovereign God. Our website is www.cotsg.org. That's www.cotsg.org. Or you may write to us at Post Office Box 89111. That's Post Office Box 89111, Tampa, Florida 33689.